This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want more Gators Breakdown? Join Gators Breakdown Plus. Starting at $3 a month, get access to unique episodes, plus a blog, chat room, giveaways, shout-outs, and more. Gators Breakdown Plus is furthering the interaction with fans and listeners like you. Head to GatorsBreakdown.supportingcast.fm to join Gators Breakdown Plus today. Gators Breakdown, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
All right, here we go. Hey, I'm supposed to be on vacation. You can tell I haven't shaved or anything. I'm packing my bags, getting ready for vacation, and we knew it was going to happen. It was a running joke on Twitter. It was a running joke on Gators Breakdown Plus. I'm going on vacation. Of course, some good news is going to happen for the Gators. So there it is. I'm the host of Gators Breakdown, David Waters. You can find me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. I got some free time. I leave in 2 days for Jamaica. So packing up, get the tech start flying, be prepared, and there it goes. Big time commit for the Gators. Shamar James, linebacker from the state of Alabama, commits to Florida. And this is the big one. This is a big one. Pulled him from Alabama, basically. He visited Alabama when the dead period ended, recruiting opened back up to go to campuses. Alabama was his first visit. He didn't commit to Alabama after that first weekend, named Florida and Alabama his finalist not long ago. Visits Florida this past weekend, fresh off the visit, commits to the Gators. And this is the big one. I think, coming into the weekend, we knew it was a possibility. I don't know if we knew coming into the weekend and maybe if he was going to commit to Florida that it would be this soon. But Gators get a big one here with Shamar James. And, I mean, when I say big, I mean, look, you guys, I won't stress, you listen to Gators Breakdown enough, stars matter and all that. You had just a couple crystal ball inklings that James would end up at Alabama, but that was not the case. The Gators get a commitment from James, the 146th ranked player in the 24/7 Sports Composite, 15th ranked linebacker, 7th ranked prospect out of the state of Alabama. He's a 94.25 recruit on 24/7 Sports. A big time commitment for the Gators. And look, this is the state of Alabama, and linebackers for Florida have been pretty good. Mamu Diabate, a couple years ago, his first year, played more in, but linebacker last year, projected to take a big step forward coming up this season. And then Jeremiah Williams last cycle, another big-time linebacker pull from the state of Alabama. Florida had to hang on tooth and nail for him. He ends up signing with the Gators last cycle, and now for the third year in a row, the Gators get another linebacker from the state of Alabama, and then another top linebacker, another top-rated linebacker. Florida's getting good linebackers out of the state of Alabama. So that's another reason why this is a big pull. It's another kid Alabama wanted, much like Williams last year. And look, Florida, these are the battles you have to win on a consistent basis. And I know everybody was kind of up in arms about Isaiah Bond and him visiting Alabama this past weekend and taking a ride with Nick Saban in a vehicle, and people saying, what's going to happen with that? Well, I mean, We'll see. But you got some good news out of this one. And Bond didn't decommit coming from his Alabama visit or anything like that. We'll see where that goes. But these are the battles. If you want to recruit with the big boys, these are the battles you have to win. So even Bond's in the state of Alabama, taking visits to Alabama, don't be all up in arms about it. You got to recruit with the big boys. That's just the life of recruiting. If you want to be up there. You're going to have to beat these schools for it. So your commits that you pulled, your commits that you already have committed, they're going to there's going to be thoughts that they might go to Alabama or in-state Auburn as well. But, you know, you're going to have your big-time commits take visits to Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, and these are the battles you're going to have to win. Shamar James visited Alabama, as I said, that first weekend. And, you know, a lot of thought for those opening visit weekend. Wherever you visited that first visit weekend was probably where you wanted to be first. For James, you know, it's probably if it's close to home. He could visit Alabama pretty easy, takes that trip. And then, as I said, go through the timeline and names Alabama and Florida his finalist. Visits Florida. Mamu Diabate is his host. You can see some pictures floating around on social media of taking photos there. Mamu Diabate is there with him. And must have paid off. Must have paid off. Diabate must have been a pretty good host. But Christian Robinson, of course, instrumental here in bringing in James. And, I mean, go back to, you know, in the wintertime when we were wondering if Christian Robinson, you know, I told you guys there that there were all the rumors that he was going to Michigan. I was, you know, there to say not so fast. Florida sticks with him. He's getting some good linebackers in. Now we need to see that translate to the field. Talent, I don't think, will be in its use or anything moving forward for linebacker play. We have to see that line. With these type of players coming in, we have to see that play elevate there for the Gators. But, you know, you've got the players there to do it. And then off of an official visit this past weekend, Shamar James is the next one to do it. So you're looking at somebody who can cover. You're looking at somebody who can stop the run. Really good in stopping the run already, but they want to work on his coverage. Got to get better in coverage, and that's that's a skill set that he can have, and something Florida needs there. And he even said, told 24/7, put him in position to make plays, show that he can stop the run in cover. But like he says, do multiple things beside. Stop the run. So another thing, Coach Clark, I believe he was at UAB. Chase Clark was at UAB before Florida, so some Alabama connections there probably pays off. Maybe an early relationship there. But this is the Gators' seventh commitment of the 2022 class. Rankings haven't been updated yet, as I saw. So before this, Florida was 28th with six commitments. If you kind of want to go before that, Florida will definitely rise in the rankings a bit there. Probably could calculate it, but I'd have to go behind the scenes and do that. But 24/7 did offer an evaluation of the player Florida's getting here, and it says James has a moldable frame with long limbs and an athletic build. A two-way high school player, James makes some high-level acrobatic plays as a wide receiver and Wildcat quarterback on offense. At linebacker, James is a natural playmaker with elite closing ability and power upon contact. He's extremely active, sniffs out plays before they happen with outstanding instincts, possesses a great motor and tenacity to get to the action, ability to get around blocks with fluid agility and quickness in tight spaces, accelerates to the ball, doesn't wait for the play to come to him. He has a desired urgency and suddenness to beat blockers to the spot, shows strength and power when he needs it, very adept in coverage, takes excellent zone drops and angles, very versatile in the way that he can affect the line of scrimmage and get in the backfield on blitzes, but also drop into coverage like a defensive back. Times his blitz as well, can shoot the A-gap, accelerates from sideline to sideline. Woo, that's what you want to hear. Everything that was explained there is what you want to hear in a big-time linebacker. Instincts, getting to the ball, hitting when he gets to the ball, and being able to show up in coverage as well. So, I mean, there is an all-around player that you look for in a linebacker, in a highly ranked linebacker, and that's what Florida's getting there. So hopefully all that description of James is what pays off when you translate it to the rankings and translate it to the college game. We've seen – the Florida linebackers struggle in coverage a bit, more so the middle linebacker spot. James probably, when you look at it, not so sure, 6'3", 200, need to bulk up a little bit if he's going to play that middle linebacker. So more, more the out, not necessarily outside like Brenton Cox, but the Diabate style of linebacker that we saw last year, sideline to sideline, pursuit, hit the ball there. But, you know, we'll see. You know, pack on some pounds, probably can play the complete linebacker spot. But 146th-ranked player, 15th-ranked linebacker in the country, and 7th-ranked prospect in the state of Alabama. Rivals has him as a 211th-ranked player and 9th at his position. So there we go. Big time. Big time. Cannot stress that big time pool here from the state of Alabama. One that Alabama wanted. There's no doubt about it there. These are the type of battles you have to win. So good start. Good start here. Maybe hopefully some domino effect here. You know, hopefully we get some more recruiting news is coming up. Week, you know, visits now have been going on for a bit. And we'll see if Florida can continue to capitalize. I know Elijah Blades is a hot topic out there as well. We'll see. You know, if Florida gets a commitment on Monday, I probably can shoot up another video. Maybe, hey, even another one on this Sunday, maybe. We'll see. But once Tuesday hits, out for the week, I am. So it'll probably wait till Tuesday. We'll get a flood of news there for some commitments for the Gators. I'll take it. I won't be able to cover it like I do right now, but we will certainly take it. Let me hit here the comments. There's a lot of them there. I'm going to try and get to most of them here. Mikael Hearns says if he committed to Bama, I bet he would have jumped 75 spots and get a 5th star. I know everybody calls that the Bama bump for sure. So we'll see if he stays there or if he gets a bump here. But I know here it's kind of hard to go through all these comments at the same time. There, Quentin Lee, I know you're in here. I can see, you know, these are Todd Grantham's players. You probably go ahead and say, and then this is probably a point worth bringing up, of course. You know, these are good players. And you know, Florida's had some good players on defense. What do you do with them? That's the next step here. And especially the linebacker position, as I mentioned, they've left a lot to be – look, the whole defense left a lot to be desired last year. Let's not kid ourselves. But, you know, linebacker, of course, hasn't been a special position from Florida. You've had some good performances from David Reese. You've had some good performances from Ventrell Miller. Diabate was learning on the spot last year. Somebody I expect to really be good is coming up here is Mamu Diabate. Getting another, you know, getting a full offseason at the linebacker position, showed some promise there toward the end of the year last year as he started getting that experience there. I'm expecting some big things from Diabate and probably some very similar play style to Jamar James in what we're looking at here. So let's go here. Peter Blue says we haven't had a dog since Brandon Spikes. Jared Davis, I'd probably be putting in that category. Jared Davis was a dog to me. I mean, Brandon Spikes a little bit different. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Jared Davis had the unfortunate circumstance of having to play in not so special teams. You knew that Florida defense was elite. You knew that Florida defense was good, but they of course get overlooked in the grand scheme of things just because the team wasn't all that great. But Jared Davis is probably another one I'd put up there, an all around great linebacker. If you want to go on that. So as Jay Dupree says, yeah, just got to keep this momentum building. Absolutely. I think it was on Gators Breakdown Plus last week. I've been throwing out so many episodes, I kind of forget where they're all at now. But no, it was an article for News for Jax. That's what it was. Had a viewer send in a question, and, you know, what if, you know, basically Walter Nolan was the example, but if Walter Nolan committed, would the dominoes fall? Hopefully so. That was with Nolan. Hopefully this is another one. Hopefully Jamar James, shocking some people in picking Florida over Alabama, at least timeline-wise. I know some people would maybe have felt good about this for a little bit anyway. But maybe in the end, James is a spark and it gets it going there with a little bit of a surprise around the country that Jamar James commits to the Gators. So maybe some other recruits take notice, want to get in for these spots still up. So I think we will see a flood. I'm not so sure if it's right now. Hopefully so. But, you know, this is a good start. This is a good start. We will take the ones like this. Sorry if I'm seeing like I'm all over the place. I am trying to go through these comments, trying to get some of you, you know, surprise Father's Day. Everybody, happy Father's Day out there. Trying to get these comments up here, and you know, you guys join me. I'm going to try and get your thoughts up here a little bit as well. Let's see. I want to go back. You know, good for Christian Robinson too. I know he did get a lot of flack for, the staff. You know, Dan Mullen keeping him there with the, some of the performance here. Their recruiting hasn't necessarily really been an issue for him. We have known he's one of the best recruiters on staff for the Gators. He continues that with this big time commitment with James. But now, as I said, one more time, we need to see that next step at linebacker. And I kind of think we'll get it this coming up fall. All right. There we go. And Jay Dupree, there you go. And I've said that too. That was one of the first lines I think I said in that article. Talent wants to play with talent. I've always said that. I believe that once you get the big time recruits, once you get, I think, one or two early in the class, I think dominoes can fall there. I think it helps a little bit. This is on a smaller scale. I don't want to make too much out of it. But remember Jason Marshall last year. Jason Marshall commits to Florida. And look, like I said, it's a little different because there's a relationship there already. But you had Corey Collier commit the day after. Yes, it's his teammate in high school, but those type of things happen. You get some players that create bonds, have some great relationships. It can happen. These top players can want to play with each other. I think that's what's happened at Georgia a little bit. And I think you can say there's a Georgia bump, or maybe some of their prospects have been overrated in some of these classes. They're still winning a whole lot of ball games. But I think that's kind of something that's happened there in the last few years, or, a lot of players want to play with players. And I think that's kind of what's happened at Georgia a little bit too. Maybe we can see it happen at Florida a bit. So, start getting some of these top players here. Shamar James, Walter Nolan, hopefully coming up. We'll see where that one goes. I think that one might drag out a little bit there. You got his dad involved in it, trying to get some get everything in order there. He's the kind of one who put his foot down when Nolan made it sound like he wanted to commit to Florida right after his visit. He tells the Michigan site, we're pumping the brakes a little bit. So, we'll see where that goes, how involved he is and where figuring out where him and his son want to play some football there. So, all right, let me get back to it. We'll keep this a little bit short, especially for a surprise episode there with Shamar James committing to the Gators. Get back to Father's Day, get back to packing for vacation and all that stuff there. If, like I said, any big news happens in between now and late Monday, I can probably hop on. Everybody, tomorrow on Monday, we'll extend the preseason magazine talk. Braden Gall from Athlon will be on Gators Breakdown, so be sure to check that out. Gators Breakdown Plus members will get that first tomorrow morning. Pre-recorded episode, recorded it last week there, so since it's already out, Gators Breakdown Plus members will get it tomorrow morning. Everybody else will get it tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday morning. So if you want to get it early, go join Gators Breakdown Plus. It really helped me out there. Thanks for all the support out there. Thanks for all the Father's Day wishes. Everybody out there, if you're a dad, if you have a dad out there, pay your respects. Have some time. Go spend some time. All that good stuff. Enjoy Father's Day. And I will holler at you later if anything happens. Go Gators. And I'll holler at you guys later.